Hey guys, it's your favorite host, podcaster, producer, whatever, Matt Kelly. So there is a new podcast that I'm producing because I don't make enough of them, but it's hosted by Brian and I, sister Julie, and it's called My Favorite Episode Of, and you can find it on all types of podcasting apps today. Today is when it came out. It is a brand new show. Episode one just dropped, and Brian and I are the guests, so you should go and listen to it. And in case you're not convinced, here is the first half of the episode featuring Brian and I discussing Boy Meets World's And Then There Was Sean, also known as the Scream parody episode. So go ahead and give this a listen. You're going to love it. And then go and subscribe so that you can hear all the other episodes, because I got to tell you, Julie's kind of a better podcaster than Brian and I combined. It's really weird. She picked it up really quickly for never having done it ever in her life. All right. Thanks for checking it out, guys. We'll be back with a regular episode on Friday.
What's up, everybody? This is Julie with the first episode of My Favorite Episode. Today we have producer Matt and brother Brian.
Hey.
On the podcast.
You could also chime in, Brian.
You know, I like to keep the element of surprise.
Yeah, he's just too busy clicking away.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
Of course. Welcome to the show. So since it is spooky season and Halloween is next week, we will be talking about the Halloween episode of Boy Meets World, which is season 5, episode 17, which is called And Then There Was Sean.
So the weird thing about this is that I always thought that it was a Halloween episode, but it's not. It's like,
I mean, it is.
Like, I mean, in the sense that it's like a horror movie, sure.
It is.
But like, do you know when this episode came out? Because
my guess is March.
It came out.
Had to be September.
February 27th, 1998.
I was the closest.
So did the first time we see it, it was a rerun? Because like, I feel like I remember TGIF, like Halloween, like that was when we saw it.
I feel like TGIF had to start playing it on Halloween all the time, but it. I feel like we would have watched it when
Who
it first aired.
Who the fuck makes a scary episode in February?
Michael Jacobs.
Yeah, like that is some bullshit. I'm calling the bluff. They might have, shot it? Is that what we would call it?
That was the release date. It said original air date, February 27th.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Fuck it.
Because we were deep in the thralls of that Topanga-Corey breakup.
All right, well then, rewind the not Halloween episode of Boy Meets World. The episode that came out in February. Personally, one of my favorite episodes of this show. I mean, this show is amazing. It's so good.
It's very funny. Jade didn't want to watch it, but I called her chuckling. Jade hates sitcoms. It's very frustrating. I don't know how I'm marrying her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just so everyone knows, Jade is Brian's fiance.
And
yes.
I think that this would be like genuinely one of my favorite episodes of anything. Like the amount of times that I've watched this particular episode of this TV show is insane.
I mean, just like a...
I'm going to have to slow you down there. I don't think this is my favorite episode of anything. but it's definitely my favorite episode from childhood, a childhood nostalgia.
Oh, so you're saying you watched it for this episode and you didn't like it. You weren't happy.
Oh, is that it? I hate it, or it's my favorite episode? Is that the scale that we're using?
Yes, that's what we're using. I'm actually sitting here and I was laughing because you brought up Jade, and like in real life, you are Corey and Jade is Topanga. That is just that is.
We've
just
actually
some
never
shit.
Gotten that one before.
I mean,
most people compare us to Larry David and his wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm, but that's a new one. Corey Matthews and Topanga.
I mean. Huh. Even this episode.
You know, I've never been compared to a cool guy.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm just like waiting for someone to be like, you know what? You are Uncle Jesse and Jade is the newscaster woman that I can't remember her name.
If you're and anyone like, on Full House, it's like Uncle Joey. Like, don't flatter. You're not John Stamos.
I think someone once told me that I'm a Corey Matthews who desperately wants to be a Sean Hunter. And it was one of the most hurtful but accurate things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see Matt being a Mr. Feeny in like 10 years.
Listen, are we going to be nice or are we going to be honest? I just want to know.
Tell us.
Nice or honest? Because Matt, you're Minkus and no one else.
Yeah, Matt. Oh, it's okay. Especially because Minkus like doesn't exist when they're older. And when he is there, he's the biggest fucking pest in the world. Oh, wow, that's harsh. Well, I mean, we could sit here and talk about the entire series, but let's maybe talk about the whole reason for this episode. So,
which is
the February episode of Boy Meets World starts out immediately A-plus work. Yeah. I mean, it starts out being incredible. My personal, actually, me and Matt watched this together, and we both said it was easily the best quote of the episode is when they're all in the classroom and they realize that there's a murderer in the school. And Sean's like, and here we go, our soon to be first victim. And he's talking to Kenny, who's like outside of the group, just like a random classmate. And Kenny's like, me? Why me? And Corey's like, well, come on, Kenny. It's certainly not going to be any of us.
This episode does such a great job of breaking the fourth wall over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny. I wrote down, actually, that Corey, I mean, I think Corey's one of the best characters on the show. Like, the shit he says is so funny. But he definitely has the best lines in the show, too. Like, everything he says is hilarious.
Oh, in the very beginning, the one part that made me and Jade laugh was was the whole pencil banter, and where they refused to let Kenny borrow a pencil, and then Sean said Topanga stabbed Corey in the back, and she said Corey stabbed her in the back, and Corey is like, I would stab myself before I stabbed you. Now, Kenny, give me the pencil. He's like, I don't have one.
Yeah, I guess I did. I jumped ahead of myself there with saying that was the best opening quote, because that was actually like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
it
was
into
like halfway through the episode.
Whoops.
I thought you were going to talk about how it's the best of the like 8 different Boy Meets World theme songs that there were.
I do love theme songs. Which one was this one? Can you sing it for me?
Because it's this Boy Meets World. Boy
well,
Meets World.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, yeah. That was from like middle season to finish, right? They never changed it when they were like in college, did they?
This was the first season they started using it. Seasons 1 through 4 had a different theme song every single season.
Oh, every single season. Yeah. I remember like the one with the earth and it was just kind of like music, but that's like when they're kids.
Yeah, there was that one. There was the surf one that was like, it was like the drum beat as like Corey comes running down the stairs and then it's just them riding in the...
Oh, nailed it.
And then, like, the first season's this really, really long, like, minute and a half jazz song that's just showing clips from the show. It's awful.
That hum that we both did was We Don't Care, but we didn't have anything else to say. And we both did it at the same exact time. Gotcha.
Is this did this opening theme have the dumping the water on them? Or is that later?
No, I think that's college.
That's college.
Because that's when the redhead chick's in it.
Oh, yes, that guy.
That's a girl.
I know. I was being mean.
Oh, that was really mean. I just won't let you have that. That was so mean. I mean, that might have been tied with you calling Matt Minkus earlier.
Minkus was cool.
Was he?
Yeah.
Question mark on that one.
Okay.
Did you guys forget when Minkus got, like, the most badass water gun? I guess you did.
That one time that Minkus was cool?
Yeah, man. Just wait. Your moment's coming.
So, unfortunately, we have to admit that we went on a family vacation to Disney in March of 2018. And me and Matt, during that week, watched the entire series of Girl Meets World. And
boy, did we.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. But Minkus actually has a son, ironically, in Corey's daughter's class.
Named Farkas.
Farkas, yeah. So creative. And Minkus actually ends up being like a billionaire. So, Matt, it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have sworn he was probably the same age you are now, but it's okay. We'll save his 40.
All right, back to the episode.
Yeah, back to the episode anyways. So I'm just going to keep firing off my favorite parts of this episode, and then you two can just kind of chime in whenever you feel necessary. And you know I like to jump the gun, obviously, being that I said the best part of the beginning was 15 minutes in. So
to a 21-minute episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, just cut me off at any time. Another good line is, and this one's kind of like, I feel like the internet kind of ran with this one really hard. Like, you see it every Halloween, like, you just see the meme. But when Kenny gets stabbed and he has the pencil through his forehead and he just falls to the ground, and Corey walks up to it and he's like, "We'll always remember he was this tall."
Yeah. See, it's sad. And I think the thing that makes me not say that this is my favorite episode of any show of all time is, like, as much as I hate to say it, I feel like I've really grown out of Eric's humor. So everything when I was a kid that I thought was so funny about what Eric said and done this episode was like, all right, it was made for children. But Corey, yeah, everything Corey does still makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. To this day. He's hilarious.
I mostly agree, but there's still some Eric lines that kill me. Like when he goes, when they're standing by the payphone and they're like, "Oh my God, we can use it." He's like, "That's right, because when the killer comes out," and he just rips the phone out of the wall. He's like, "We can hit him with this."
Yeah.
And then it rings and he answers it.
Yeah. On and on and on with that guy.
Yeah. He is funny. I actually personally think Angela is the most annoying character in this show. I mean, this episode's pretty bad.
Yeah, but she just screams. That's all she does.
Yeah, she has no lines. They're just like, you're going to annoy the shit out of everyone watching, and you're just going to scream 50 times. And, you know, it's also starting to piss me off, like, watching it as an adult, and I know it was in the 90s, but fucking Sean Hunter's hair. I mean, Christ.
See, that's great hair. I want to go back to that hair.
It's like a bowl cut, but with a straight part.
It's a good look. Jay won't let me have it. She's really encroaching on my style. I can't have hair like that. She won't let me grow a mustache. I'm really, like, in a box right now.
If you had hair like that and a mustache, you'd be on Megan's Law. If anything, she's helping you. Just accept it.
Is that the rule, huh?
Yeah. That is.
So when I complain to the police and I'm like, "Why is this child molester on my street?" And it's not on Megan's Law. Well, if you notice, he's got a buzz cut with a beard. That doesn't really follow our protocol for Megan's Law.
I would bet you money that if you grew your hair like that and grew a mustache, and I would honestly pay you $50 to have to walk around to your neighbors and be like, "Yeah, I am on Megan's Law." Because you have to tell your neighbors that it's like a certain mile radius. And I guarantee you they would look scared to death and they would believe it even if you're not on it.
I don't even think he has to go that far. I think that if he has that hair and that mustache and he goes to Disney World, parents would pull their kids closer to them.
People already do that to Brian.
Listen,
Brian goes to Disney World by himself when he travels for work. Like, that is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Listen, it was wonderful.
No, you had anxiety. You called me at dinner. Because you were sitting there by yourself at a table for one with all these families around you.
They were just looking at me.
Well, it's a little weird. I mean, you got a freaking 30-year-old at Disney World with no children.
I was thinking
probably
I was thinking
in a Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
The next time I do it, I'm going to pull a Mrs. Doubtfire, but with myself, and just order two entrees and just keep. Every time I get up to go to the bathroom, my other person comes out and starts eating, and we just keep missing each other.
Oh my God, I would love that. That is hilarious. That's amazing.
Oh God.
If you do that, can you be the Mrs. Doubtfire where she shoves her face in the cake? Hello.
I feel like that scene only works in someone's apartment. I can't just walk around with pie on my face.
I know, but we did love that scene.
Hi, you ready to order? Hello!
I'll have a coffee, no cream. Oh, there's a drop of cream. Again, as always, we're off topic.